Walker says his plan would not cut Wisconsin's corporate income tax for any business that's already here. He says it would only go toward corporations that relocate. Walker says this would have no effect on the state's budget deficit since those businesses don't pay any Wisconsin corporate income taxes right now. He likens it to a landlord looking to fill a vacancy.
A lot of times landlords will say, to make it attractive in a competitive market, they'll say, we'll give you your first month's rent for free. Similar premise to that.
That proposal was the most substantive piece of a new jobs plan Walker touted yesterday. The rest included a proposed jobs hotline that any business could call and a pledge that as governor he'd meet personally with any company looking to bring 50 or more jobs to Wisconsin. State Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate called those ideas outlandish, given that as Milwaukee County Executive, Walker eliminated his economic development director during the height of the recession.
If you wanted to call Milwaukee County to talk about economic development, there was no one there to answer the phone. And he's going to set up a hotline in the governor's office? Is he going to have his phone answered this time? This is ridiculous.
Democrat Tom Barrett's campaign accused Walker of stealing Barrett's ideas. Barrett has said throughout this campaign that he'd be the state's number one cheerleader, a phrase that's front and center in Walker's new sales pitch. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.